This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
Ben Dror Yamini, he's from Yediot Achronot. He has joined us now, and we wanted to just quickly catch up with him for this morning, get a bit of an update on Israel. Ben Dror Yamini, thank you for joining us. I'm hoping you're well.
Yeah, I'm well. I'm sorry. There was a problem.
No problem at all. I see that Israel is now 700 days today, which is just the most crazy concept.
Yeah, it is. It is, and that's why what we see is much more protests, demonstrations, and yes, most people in Israel, according to all the polls, are supporting any kind of deal with the Hamas in order to finish this ordeal. Unfortunately, we don't know, and I would say maybe the government has good reasons. The point is that they do not explain the policy. Why did they accept the deal just 3 weeks ago, and now they do not accept it?
And then I just read as well that I see on Times of Israel, the IDF says it already controls 40% of Gaza City ahead of the main offensive. So it's very difficult to try and understand what is actually going on in terms of strategy.
Yeah, no, that's the main problem. I mean, this is the main point, because many of us who do agree that we have to wipe off the Hamas from Gaza, we cannot enable ourselves to let Hamas continue ruling the Gaza Strip. Many of us, but we yet do not understand what the government is doing, where they are heading for. And you know what? Many high rank officers do not understand, which is kind of frustrating. I mean, how come that you go to this last battle? I hope it will be the last battle, when you know that the motivation is not high, when you know that the international price might be too high. Not that I like it, not that I like the, needless to say, the anti-Israeli campaign, but we cannot ignore it. And we cannot ignore the fact that what they want is to turn Israel of today to the South Africa of the 80s. I mean, it's completely, because Israel is fighting against a terror organization which is publicly declare we want to exterminate all the Jews and we want to control Andalusia and the whole world. They say it, not I say it. And yet they are supported. But we cannot ignore it. We cannot ignore it. We have to do something in order to enable us get back to life, something which unfortunately does not happen with this government.
There's also some discussion around the Palestinian Authority that they are on the verge of collapse, partly also because of the with Israel withholding some of the funds due to them. What is the feeling around that? Should Israel be propping them up so as not to cause a further security risk in that area, or should it continue to withhold those funds?
You know, it's a very interesting question, because many times the excuse of what Israel is doing in Gaza is, look, we are totally supported by this American establishment, by the White House. And if we are supported, we can continue. But this is not the case when we are speaking about the Palestinian Authority, because now the American establishment, the White House, is telling Israel, don't let them collapse. So, I mean, we don't know what is a policy. Maybe the policy is the policy of the Treasury Ministry, Bezalel Smotrich, who publicly say, yes, I want them to collapse. But this is not the policy of the Likud, at least if the Likud still has any independent policy of itself. It's not the policy of most of the Israelis. I mean, they do it even when they are totally alone, even without the backup of the Americans. So they might do it. Not that they do not have justifications. They have justifications, because
Right, but it, and that hasn't changed. It's always been the same
yeah,
justification.
but the price that Israel,
Yeah.
yeah, but the price that Israel, I mean, if you are a statesman, you should consider the price that you might pay for such a step. And I'm not sure that this government is really considering the price that Israel is going to pay for such a collapse. I mean, who is going to take care on the Palestinians in the Judea and Samaria? And who is going to take care on the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip? I mean, what are you doing? I mean, it's not enough to be just. You have to be clever in order to run these two fronts. And I hope they know something that you and I do not know. I hope so. But it looks like, according to the results, according to the outcome until now, that maybe, just maybe, they have no idea what they're doing.
And that's obviously the real concern, because there's obviously an understanding that Israel can't share everything that it knows and plans with the public, because sharing it with the Israeli public means sharing it with the enemy. And we know the power of media and information today. But somehow it seems to have lost the ability to. It seems to have lost the trust, I think, of a large part of Israeli
Yes.
society. Is that correct? Is my read on
Yes.
it consistent?
It is correct. Let me tell you something. I mean, it's not a secret, but Israel is a democracy. And, you know, we have a lot of off-record talks with high-rank officers, ministers, and so on. And you know what? They do not understand. I mean, they are supposed to take decisions, and they do not understand the policy of Netanyahu. So it's not that there is something that we do not know. You might say it about, I don't know, any other country. You cannot say it about Israel. Israel is a small place. Everyone knows everything. So at least us, even if we do not publish many times what we know, we at least have this kind of background conversation, not interviews, but we are supposed to be informed. And this time, it's something which is totally different. Look, 30 ministers supported just 3 weeks ago the deal, the partial deal with Hamas about the hostages. 2 weeks later, they are all against. Now, when you ask them, and that's what we do, we journalists, what, how, why did you change your mind? Something happened, a new development that nobody knows about. They don't have answers, which mean they just follow Netanyahu, but it's not clear
Right.
what Netanyahu is doing.
Right.
And
We do need
yes, it is
to.
frustrating.
Right.
It is
Unfortunately,
frustrating
we do
because
need to.
needless to
Sorry, carry
say,
on. Right.
no, it's needless to say, because we do care about Israel. We want the best for Israel.
Yes.
We are
Right.
Zionists. And sometimes when you have this kind of question marks, you ask, what is happening? I hope, by the way, I do hope that he knows what he's doing. I do hope that he's
of course,
to a better place.
We get that. That's what the wish is.
Yeah,
but Johnny, really, we do need to unfortunately leave it there because I've got another guest on a standby. Thank you as always for bringing us that update.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.